Good day, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind, where I, the town manager of Weston, share with the residents and interested folks of Weston what's been going on with the Select Board and their meetings. And this is going to be a wrap-up of what happened at the Tuesday, August 26, 2025 meeting of the Select Board. We started with a moment of silence for Neil Levitt. Neil Levitt was a longtime resident of the town. He served on many boards and committees in the town of Weston, including the Affordable Housing Trust, the Permanent Building Committee, and the Community Preservation Committee. And we started with a moment of silence for his recent passing. We had a grant of location for a National Grid School Street project where they will be digging in the road. One of the things that the Select Board was concerned about, given the road, was trying to do this project at a time when school was in session. So while the grant of location was approved by the Select Board, there were conditions that were placed upon the grant to restrict when and how the project would happen and when it would happen. We did have an executive session to talk about the MBTA 3A Communities Act and our compliance with that. And when we came back in, we had a lengthy discussion about the warrant for the special town meeting happening on October 15th, 2025. The warrant articles were set for the special town meeting, and it starts with a budget fix article with a handful of items. It then goes to a fixing of the recreation enterprise budget as well, fixing the motion that was passed in May. There's also a CPC article to update the housing production plan, as well as a fix of the wetland and floodplain protection district bylaw that was passed last May. There was a definition and some other small minor change that needed to be made at the request of the Commonwealth. So we will be bringing those four items to the town meeting as part of what is being considered as a consent agenda. Then we're going to be talking about the MBTA 3A Communities Act and our compliance with the state requirement to adopt multifamily zoning in the town of Weston. There will be a lot of discussion between now and the time that town meeting is to occur. And I encourage the people of Weston to be diligent in looking into this matter and trying to understand this somewhat complicated issue. More to come on this issue. The next article, which is Article 6, is going to be amending a memorandum of understanding. Actually, it's a development agreement with Boston Properties. There is a existing development agreement that makes it difficult to adopt the MBTA communities zoning. And if the 3A were to pass, it would bring us to Article 6, which we will seek to amend that development agreement. Article 7 is the earth removal bylaw, amendments offered by the planning board for people's consideration. And then finally, the last article on the warrant will be a transfer of funds to support the preservation of the 55 Church Street train depot. This is being offered by citizens' petition, and it looks to transfer the amount of $18,000 in change from a previously approved warrant article to a nonprofit so that they can continue their work to determine whether or not to preserve the 55 Church Street train depot. After the warrant was voted to be approved and posted in accordance with the wishes of the Select Board, the Select Board did refer both of those warrant articles that I've spoken to you about, the zoning bylaw articles, to the Planning Board for a public hearing, both the MBTA 3A Communities Act as well as the Earth Removal Bylaw. After that was done, they interviewed candidates for the Traffic and Sidewalk Committee. They will continue interviewing candidates and make a decision at a subsequent meeting. They are going to continue interviews for the Tree Advisory Committee. They did interview one candidate for the Cultural Council, and they did move to appoint Colleen Lucas to fill that vacancy. And we thank Ms. Lucas for her interest in serving the town in this capacity. They didn't, they went then to the consent agenda where they made some technical modifications to the Western Service Program and approved some sets of minutes. And those were the items that were discussed and debated and voted on at the August 26, 2025 Select Board meeting. Until next time, I'm Leon Goman, the town manager, and I wish you all a good day.